shit. Let's leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that. Y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Peg it.
Yeah, baby. You know, I'm really happy, guys, because we got into this podcasting thing early.
Yeah, we did.
It's really paying off.
It was a niche technology at best.
Yeah.
There were just a handful. And now podcasting, I don't know if you guys know this, but podcasting is a multi-million dollar industry.
It's, yeah, it's exploded.
It's exploding.
Our biggest mistake was not doing our podcast in one of our garages.
Yeah, or...
That seems to be the key.
I kind of feel like also we made a mistake in not... monetizing it.
Ooh, good point.
We didn't join a network. That's the thing. We're fiercely independent. That's our problem.
It's like we should have started mining Bitcoin like 7 years ago.
It's almost like we were making a TV show and we just taped it and edited it and then just kept it in the editing machine.
And just clap, clap, clap. I guess that's that.
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've done.
Although we do broadcast it, but it's like we broadcast it on like an AM signal.
Yeah, we're like UHF.
We're like UHF. Yeah, we're like one of those three block like pirate radio stations.
Yeah, there's like a couple of ham radio operators that listen.
Creepy neighbors who listen and don't want to tell us. Greg Jones. Hey, everybody. We're the
How are our mics this time? Are they good? You guys seem... Yeah, I think you guys
sound good. Greg, do I sound okay? Greg.
Todd, he can't hear
you. He can't hear us right now.
We do record it.
It's not live. It's not live.
Anyway, my name is Stephen Falk. I am the host. Over to my radio left is Stephen J. Skelton.
I am radio left, Stephen J. Skelton.
And to his radio left is Todd J. Anderson.
Or your radio right.
We're all J's.
We're J's. I'm Todd J. Anderson.
Or if you're listening in Australia, just reverse those directions.
Can I be Todd J. Todd?
No.
Let's not bring in.
Don't be crazy.
No new characters.
Okay. Anyway, this is the Film Pigs podcast. We're going to talk about movies. Two of us saw a movie today separately.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
We
I'm
did.
Just saying we're involved in the movie. I thought you said you saw a movie today.
No. That was Monday.
Oh, I saw
that.
It today.
I saw Parasite.
Yeah, right.
You were talking,
me too.
Yeah, I saw Parasite on Monday. I really liked it.
Did you see Parasite?
I haven't seen Parasite.
Do you have any Parasites?
I don't think so.
Don't say anything. The thing about Parasite...
But I'm really tired and hungry all the time.
Parasite.
You have a Parasite.
Really?
But don't, that's not a movie. The thing I loved about it, for me, was despite the fact that the sound went out for the third act and I was really mad at the theater, is I really didn't know anything about it.
I knew nothing about it. And I've seen most of his movies.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've stayed away because I want to see it, but I stayed away.
Yeah,
I don't read. I have completely stopped reading reviews of movies that I have any interest in seeing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's great.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I go into things dark. I don't go on like Apple trailers. So I kind of go into things pretty dark.
Well, I mean, when I'm looking at a movie like Terminator Dark Fate or Midway or whatever, I'll read reviews because I already know what I'm getting into.
Yeah. I'm talking about like more obscure movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I've seen the Lighthouse trailer, so I know kind of what it's
about.
Yeah,
but I want to see that.
But
I still want to
see it. Jojo, I've seen the trailer 100 times. Yeah. I still want to see it. Yeah. Marriage Story, I've seen them. Yeah. But anyway. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to talk about movies, and we're going to start out with a little movie news. This segment, it's a refillable segment, y'all. It's a segment that we can just refill with content. That's really how you make a podcast. You have segments that are refillable, and you fill them with content.
I had not thought of that.
With content.
It's like a recyclable, like, soda.
Yeah, that's
bottle.
What they say in like when you work in late night TV, right? So you have these refillable recurring sketches. Basically,
right.
That, hey, let's just slot in, you know,
content.
Reader mail or, mm-hmm. Or how big is this thing?
Has been our problem this whole time because we've been doing this podcast for how many years? And we haven't put any content into it.
We got to put more content.
We're low on content.
Into this.
Anyway, this is where we gather the latest movie news. I'm going to start with Todd. What's your movie news?
Todd.
Oh, my God. You guys, I feel bad, certainly.
About your neck?
No, my neck feels bad. I don't.
But that's just, what,
is
age?
Is it obvious that I don't feel good at my neck?
No, that's a Nora Ephron book. I feel bad about my neck.
Oh, I don't read Nora Ephron, but I feel bad because Charlie's Angels.
Oh yeah, the reboot, Elizabeth Banks reboot.
Bombed at the box office, and Elizabeth Banks said that it's because men such as myself don't like feminist cinema. And I feel especially bad because I saw Brightburn earlier this year, which fits the superhero mold.
Which she was in.
Which she was starting, but that's a superhero movie, and that's it fits the men's mold. Whereas Charlie's Angels, a show that I remember watching regularly because it had hot ladies solving crimes.
Right. Her premise is that men don't want to watch hot ladies jumping around in tight outfits.
And also her premise is... That's a feminist film. And I you can make the argument that it is, sure, but what? Like, why is it my fault? I asked my wife if she wanted to go. She said, no, it looks like crap.
Elizabeth Banks made one of the biggest bombs of the year. And she's looking for someone to blame.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
And not the fact that she cast two completely unknowns.
And a boring person.
And a person that doesn't necessarily sparkle you don't think for that type of movie.
She's also great
at other things. I like her very much, actually.
Sure, sure. I will see her in, what is it, Underwater or whatever it is that's coming out in January?
I have no
idea. It's like an underwater monster movie.
I assume.
I can't even remember her name.
But
Kristen Stewart.
That's right.
I mean, I think the main problem, though, this time, it's like... you saw they're doing like an action movie and such and such, but you saw the trailers and the movie didn't seem to have any kind of idea of like what kind of action
movie it was. It didn't pick a lane.
Yeah. Whereas you look at the previous reboot of Charlie's Angels.
Picked a lane.
It picked a really crazy lane and just went with that.
Yeah, kind of a dumb lane, but it went with it.
But it worked and, they got
John August wrote it.
Yeah. So I think that was the biggest problem was it just didn't seem like it had its own identity as an action movie.
So by blaming
you,
me,
and
other men, and like anti-feminist men for tanking this movie, it just seems deeply disingenuous. Like it's just such a and it cheapens like a good point, which is there is like men can be resistant to feminist action movies, but blaming your shitty movie on that is it cheapens the point, the larger point.
It doesn't fully compute.
No, it doesn't. It's a bummer because I like Elizabeth Banks. I like her, and it's just shitty that she's taken this tack. It's just a bummer to me.
You're bummed out. Elizabeth Banks says hurt your feelings.
Yeah. So my main news story here is
that your feelings got
hurt. My feelings got hurt by Elizabeth fucking Banks. I'm so sad.
That's really important
news. Nice. No, that's a good piece of news. Skeleton.
Oh, you guys. This is so exciting. Because they just released the trailer for the Harrison Ford vehicle, The Call of the Wild, which stars Ford and a cartoon dog.
Saw that.
I did not know this thing existed until today.
And have got to watch
the trailer. Is
the trailer
good?
Watch the trailer.
It's so clear that... Because it's the Jack London story, and it's... But they decided to go full CGI dog 100% because there's no real dog anywhere in the trailer. So it's Harrison Ford and a cartoon. And because there's not even a real dog there.
Look at the tennis ball. But what?
He was so high the whole
ball.
Time.
I'm looking at the dog. No, that's just a tennis ball. What?
It's an unrelated tennis ball.
Not a little green ball? That's not a little green dog?
Those are the extra tennis balls for when this one wears out that you're supposed to
be
looking at.
I'm going to go sleep in my car. Don't call lot security.
Throwing down a double feature gauntlet challenge right now. When they're both out on video, in the theater.
I'm in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Call of the Wild
uh-huh.
and Robert Downey Jr. and Doolittle.
I'm in.
That's our double feature. God.
I'm in.
Doing this.
All right.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
So there's been a little bit of back and forth today. News hit this morning that Todd Phillips had pitched
Warner Brothers, as Joker was having its $90 million debut, on letting him do a whole bunch of origin stories of different DC characters, like Lex Luthor and
fun,
and doing another Joker, and then Emmerich's head of Warner Brothers said no, and then he said, "Well, at least let me do Joker 2," and then Deadline today said none of that happened. So it's a very confusing time for those who are looking forward to a sequel to the Joker.
So they were
wait. So
they
so
announced
not,
a Joker 2, but then
kind
said,
of,
we didn't
and then
really
kind of
do that.
Walked it back.
Well, they got a lot then, of blowback about
and
it.
And they talked about maybe a Lex Luthor origins, like a Joker type, about a little alopecia boy who gets mad and dances in Queens on the stairwell. I don't know.
Well, as long as if they do these more origin movies, as long as there's always a stair dancing sequence, just
look,
to tie them all into the same universe.
I'm into Joker 2. I'm on board for Joker 2 as long as it's, because it's Todd Phillips, as long as it's the exact same plot, but in Thailand.
But in Thailand.
Which is a joke I read this week.
I was just about to say, I wish I could credit whoever
said
that. Yeah,
I couldn't remember who said that joke.
So funny.
So I don't know. I actually, my crack news team failed to get to the truth.
God damn them.
But yeah. I did read more piece of disturbing news within that news that Todd Phillips deferred a lot of his salary to the back end and probably made $100 million on Joker 2.
So, yeah, well, okay. So he wins.
Sometimes the douchiest douches.
Yeah. Wow.
Why do all the douches have to be named Todd?
Why all the creeps named Steven?
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. No,
Miller.
That's a bunch of fucking creeps.
Miller, Bannon,
yeah.
King.
Yeah.
Oh, I love being a Todd. I didn't realize that till just
now. All right, guys, that was movie news. Here is the theme portion.
Burn, Hollywood, burn. I smell a riot going on. First the guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one.
The we are going to talk about the year in film. A lot of fine publications are starting to come out with their year-end list as screeners are being made available. And for the end-of-the-year movies, we obviously haven't had the time to see a lot of the things that are still around the corner, like Cats. But
you know what? I now the more trailers they release of that goddamn thing, the more all in I'm.
You know what I'm
going
to have
Cats.
To say? You know what I'm going to have to say? I'm extending it to a triple feature.
Yeah,
it's on theme.
Oh, Cats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
Doolittle, Call the Wild.
But it, we should see Cats see and
really high.
And Car. Yeah, really high and do, high and do yeah. a car.
I am ashamed. I'm ashamed to say that I may have looked at a GIF of Taylor Swift shaking her boobies in the cat outfit more than once. I'm not proud.
But twice was all it took.
Three times. But anyway. So after all in all,
you
after
some pride.
After 2018's record haul, it was a record year at the box office.
Was it really?
It was. And considered a pretty good year, quality-wise. Mm-hmm. 2019, I don't have a great sense of how I feel it's been. It's been a pretty good year, box office-wise. Not the same way, but we still have a couple juggernauts coming down the pike.
Sturbers.
Star Wars and Frozen 2.
Couple
but,
billion.
You know, but something.
Yeah, but who cares about like those? I don't know.
Star Wars is going to make $1 billion.
No, no. Oh, money. Yeah, I'm just not excited about any of them.
We're not talking about excitement, but I'm not talking about your excitement. But with you know,
we never talk about your excitement.
I guess I don't get excited by money. I mean, I do when I have.
Yeah,
when I get money,
super
I get
excited.
When you make $1 billion overseas.
Yeah, if I when
I guess
like when
you know with 2019 is notable as, you know, a lot of the industry is talking about the line between cinema and movies and TV and streaming content all sort of starting to blend together and infighting. It's become, and the line's becoming more and more blurry. It seems like a good time to sort of take stock of the year. So the big stories were certainly the, and jump in if I'm missing some, were, streaming and the ubiquity of Netflix movies, particularly even at the box office, especially at the end of the year where they're doing a lot of theatrical releases in order to qualify for awards, like The Irishman, The King, Marriage Story, My Name is Dolomite.
Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yes.
I liked it.
Very good.
I'm waiting to see it because
There are a couple big flaws, but it's I liked good. It a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of it's. Yeah, I can't definitely. Wait to
see it. You know, movies that and also within that, movies more and more that were slated for releases are being dumped onto streaming. Like the new Melissa McCarthy movie, Superintelligence, I think it's called. You know, going back to Cloverfield Paradox, or I guess it was called something else. Wait, there's
a Melissa McCarthy movie that's going to streaming directly? Yeah. What streaming service?
HBO Max.
Fuck, I don't have that. Skeleton, can you get that for me?
From HBO Max?
Yeah.
No, there's security's locked type.
Why are you winking? Anyway, so... So that's one story, obviously, the ubiquity of streaming and the bite they're, you know, beginning to really take out of not only big studios' release patterns, but their willingness, but a lot of studios' willingness to risk on mid-level fare. Mm-hmm. And now it's becoming a more and more viable alternative to just partner with Netflix, or HBO Max now, or Amazon.
Or an Amazon.
But, you know, now that you say that, just to interject... This year has been good for me personally for mid-level B movies that are released theatrically.
Yeah.
It seems like there's more of those this year than there has been in a while. And there's a lot of African American leads in them.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean, in Shaft and the upcoming 21 Bridges and Black and Blue.
Shaft was this year, wasn't it?
Black and Blue and stuff like that. I like Shaft.
I thought Shaft was fun.
But I like these movies. They don't get really good critical notices, but for me, like as a B movie guy, I think they're great.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough of them.
Yeah, I think B movies are great. And yeah, I mean, those I don't think necessarily were part of the streaming phenomenon, but it certainly, but those, the ones I talked about going to streaming, maybe made some room for. You know, mid-level distributors to put some stuff out on, 2,000 screens.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's part of it. Test it out. Yeah.
I don't know. I also think there's been a big push towards, diversity and looking at more colorblind casting. And
yeah, diversity has been great for my career.
Todd's very white.
I think it's great that I'm not getting
worse. But, anyway, but the fact that there are movies, just regular old theatrical movies being just put straight to streaming is opening up it may even give rise to another spec market. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? But it is allowing for different stories to be told, whether it is diverse stories or non-genre mid-level stories that aren't based on some crazy IP. But rather just movies,
yeah,
like they used to make and don't anymore.
Yeah, which can't get theatrical runs anymore.
And that that this was the year also that an original story not based on IP, though it was based on real events, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in America, Hollywood, did really well.
I like
sort
that
of broke out and it's I think that's most notable that's a big story. You know, it was just a movie. It's just an original idea. In any other year, it seems like I just finished reading the book about 1999, the year in movies. Like most of those things, from Three Kings to, I guess that was based on something, but American Beauty to Election, even though that was based on a book. But these are all sort of like just movies about things. They're not.
They weren't part of a franchise. Yeah. They weren't a sequel.
I mean, with Tarantino, there's the Tarantino. pedigree that comes. I mean, yes. Like he.
Yeah, the tagline of that movie is the ninth film from Quentin Tarantino.
But like,
not what, like. About
yeah,
that.
But to your point, like, and to my point about the B movies that I've seen this year, there's a lot of movies with not like major superstars leading them up that are mid-level budget that are good, like in all different genres, horror, comedy. I've seen them all this year, and that's kind of cool. I mean, that's what I've liked most about this year. Not the Avengers Endgame movies, but the smaller things like
that. Well, that's another story. Obviously, Marvel is finishing the end of their third phase, I guess, and
it's finished.
But
with the third that Spider-Man
this year they finish it. But they're continuing strong with the Avengers passing Avatar for the box office record. Personally, I've tried to watch Avengers Endgame 3 times now and have gotten bored an hour.
Can you think of a movie that would be less for Falk than Avengers Endgame?
No,
it's the world's biggest comic book movie that requires you to have paid attention to like 20 other movies before it to really understand what's happening.
Yeah,
and like, there's a smart
but Hulk.
They kill Thanos in like the first 20 minutes.
It's, and then there's time
Brie
traveling.
Brie Larson can do anything.
She's so versatile.
In Falk's defense, though,
I don't need to be defended.
In my own defense, I didn't like Avengers Endgame at all.
No. Not that big a comic book guy.
Well, but I am aware
of all
the movies.
More so
and
than Falk.
I'm engaged because I have a 14-year-old son who likes comic book shit. And so I knew everything going into it. It's not a good movie. And it's too long.
It's ultimately
and it's a repeat of the last one.
Yeah, it's ultimately both of them together, essentially, you know, 3+ hours of fan service.
It opens with
with
Jeremy Renner and a family I didn't know he had getting leftovers.
Right, and you didn't know Jeremy Renner had a family because you didn't see Avengers: Age of Ultron.
No,
Jeremy Renner doesn't have anything anymore.
And the weird thing is that's not even the same house because he flipped the one they had originally.
With his living partner.
That's a good real estate.
It's a deleted scene. Deleted scene.
There's another story, post-merger Disney absorbing Fox's bombs, like Dark Phoenix, and Terminator Dark Fate. They're like, we're going to buy this studio.
Stuber is underrated. I had a great time watching Stuber. In the middle of the afternoon.
I can see. And you were what, high? Super high?
Super high.
Extra high? Extra super high?
So the bar is basically
high in Burbank.
The bar is almost at your knees at that point.
Yeah.
It's been so low.
I laughed really hard.
So Stuber got a foot off the ground.
I like Camille Nanjiani.
I like him too. Also, this
funny.
Along with the death of non-IP movies and original ideas, the death of comedy, we did a podcast.
That was a good podcast. Yeah.
About four ago about this. So let's just go through really quick. Number one movies that came out, not counting 2018 holdovers, week for week. The Upside. Remember that movie? It was a remake of The Intouchables, which was a French movie I saw in France, of all places. The one time I've been to France.
Who's in that?
Bryan Cranston and...
I vaguely remember.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
And Kevin Hart.
Glass.
Oh, Glass. Oh,
Lego 2, Alita Battle Fucker.
Alita Battle Angel is worse than Avengers Endgame for Falk.
I've not seen it.
Because
I saw the trailer. I can't deal with the eyes.
Well, they're all CGI, but that's even more unwatchable.
How to Train Your Dragon, whatever. Captain Marvel, Us, Dumbo, Shazam.
I like Shazam.
Shazam, of the ones you've listed so far, Shazam is the only one. Because
Shazam is just like,
I didn't mind
Superman and Big.
Us is fine.
It wasn't great.
Us is fine.
The Curse of La 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 Llama Pajama. Avengers Endgame, John Wick 3.
Yeah!
John Wick 3!
Aladdin, Godzilla, whatever.
I didn't like the Godzilla.
It was so mediocre.
Yeah.
Americans can't do Godzilla.
I really wanted to like that Godzilla.
The Americans should never do Godzilla.
Yeah. Secret Life of Pets 2, Men in Black, whatever.
Oof, yeah, I saw that.
That was
rough.
Toy Story 4.
Spider-Man.
Toy Story 4 was so mediocre.
I liked it too, but it wasn't essential.
No,
because the original three kind of had their own kind of conclusion,
and that bothered
that wrapped
me.
It up,
it
and
bothered
then
me about
I liked
so,
it. Spider-Man.
I still liked
Far
it.
From Home.
I like that.
The Lion King.
No, I didn't.
Calvin and Hobbes and Shaw. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw was a deep disappointment for me,
too.
Yeah,
I heard.
It seemed to be like a no-brainer to make fun.
Good Boys, Angel Has Fallen.
I like Good Boys.
I like Good Boys. Angel Has Fallen. And how come nobody told me they actually managed to make a non-racist villain?
I'm about to see it.
Okay. Oh, shh. Don't ruin it for Falk.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's available
it's
to rent next week.
It's so. Angel is Fallen while it's part of a franchise is what I'm talking about, the mid-level
No, it's a perfectly serviceable, good, fun action good, movie good, with good, a good twist.
I was afraid it was not twist, good.
So. No.
It too...
Shit. That movie is shit.
Yeah, it's really shit.
What was?
It too.
Oh, yeah.
It's garbage. Downton Abbey, weirdly, was the number one movie.
Did you see it?
That was like a theatrical release?
Yeah. It beat everything at the box office.
That's why I'm listed it as the number one movie, though.
When was it?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
What did it beat? Did it beat It? Was that the movie?
I don't remember.
It beat Avengers Endgame.
It beat something.
And Avatar.
Abominable?
Oh, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Abominable?
Joker. Some of these were more than 1 week. Maleficent 2.
Maleficent.
Terminator. I wrote Terminator Dark Fat. But I think it's Fate, right?
Yeah, Dark Fate. That movie tanked.
Midway.
Yeah.
And then...
that was a big hit at the box office.
Was it?
Yeah, it was number one.
And then Ford v Ferrari. Yeah,
beat Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, well, Dr. Sleep was a bomb.
Race Car Guys is open number one?
Yeah, number one. It did like $31 million. We still have... The following movies, I already have tickets for this. Frozen 2, because I have a 4-year-old. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Knives Out, the Ryan Johnson.
I want to see that.
Whodunit. Jumanji 2, another big movie. Black Christmas, which Todd will see.
Fuck yeah, I'll see it.
I didn't like the last remake.
And then I'll own it. You didn't like it when he like tore the skin off his mother's back and made it into cookies?
Not really. Bombshell.
Teach your own.
Bombshell, Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewell.
Fuck that.
Which I actually think looks kind of good.
Yeah, fuck Richard Jewell.
Cats, Star Wars, Rise of Whatever. The theoretically one shot 1917 that is
Oh yeah.
I kind of want to see that.
But sure, make it look
for
like
the gimmick.
One shot.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah. You gotta see it to see if it's a gimmick or they pull something off.
No, I like
a gimmick. What are you talking about? Why have they been in editing for 3 months?
I'm gonna see Midway.
You pick the take you like.
No, because they did like 400 takes, and it's taken them this long to watch them all.
I want to see that. I like war movies. I want to see Midway. I haven't seen it yet, but I still want to see it. No, it's probably terrible, as most war movies are.
And then you have Little Women also coming out. So
I love Little Women. I like big women, too. Okay. All the sizes of women.
So listen.
open mic night here on Film Pigs Podcast.
So we talked about a couple little thoughts. Those are just to refresh the big movies of the year. What were your favorite movies this year, guys?
What did I?
I have six.
Tell us your six.
Parasite.
Parasite's very good.
I haven't seen
today.
That yet, so I gotta go see that like tomorrow.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I loved that.
I like that too.
Toy Story 4, I did like that. Makes my top six.
I liked it. Yeah.
You liked it?
I liked it. It was a little bit muted for me. I guess I was.
John Wick 3 was wholly satisfying.
Great.
My Name is Dolomite was a delightful movie.
Yep. I can't wait to see it.
You can see it. It's on your Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
I know, but I have to schedule it with the wife and the kid's not going to watch it.
And I saw this alone at Atlanta. Did not think I would like it very much, but I thought it was really entertaining. Joker. Those are my six movies.
See, I didn't like Joker.
No.
Were we supposed to make a list of six?
No. I just wrote six.
Because I also... Yeah, no, I like that. I like Booksmart.
I like Booksmart.
Oh, I thought... Very, very disappointed in books.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought it just fell apart.
Oh, in the...
Third act.
The third act?
Messy as shit.
Did you see Good Boys?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
No.
Why?
No. Well, I thought it fell apart.
Because Good Boys...
The first act was tight, and then it just, like, disintegrated.
Huh.
The slop.
Okay. I like both those movies.
Anyway. I enjoy both of them. I like Booksmart better than Good Boys. But I think a lot of that also, though, is I like the casts in both a lot.
Yeah, I do
too. So when it got rough, I didn't mind it as much because I was enjoying all the performances.
That's well, what else do you like?
We got the John Wick from this year. I liked Crawl was out this year.
I was going to bring Gator, up Crawl.
The
yeah.
Gator Show, yeah. which is a nice...
Wasn't that tight... Stephen King's favorite movie this year or something like that?
I think he did really like
I heard
it.
He
yeah,
that.
He did.
But it's a really tight little
it's a B horror movie.
Yeah, and a, but really, really
solid. But it's a horror movie combined with a disaster film.
Yeah.
Which really worked for me.
I got to see it.
You know. But it's tight. It's like...
Yeah, I want to see it.
And for the comic book movies, I like Shazam, I think, the most this last year for comic book movies.
Wow.
For sure.
Because it's basically Shazam, it's basically yeah. Superman and Big.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And they make it... It's silly. So, yeah. It had... Like, it was a nice tonic. It's a very simple, silly story.
Yeah.
So it was a nice tonic from the really... Ugh. Overly dour and serious
Jesus
sheen that's
Christ.
On all of them.
I want to like... I used to go to every superhero movie. I just can't stomach them anymore.
Well, I think it's
well,
all...
They're
but,
so
but part
fucking
of the,
boring. I but, mean, it's just... Yeah. It's so cookie-cutter crap. It just doesn't... It doesn't bring anything new to the table.
No,
that's
and there's
the
nothing authentic about it.
It's really hard. It's really hard to like... It's especially after 20 fucking Marvel movies.
But once
it's hard structurally to go, okay, what's a new way
you
into
know,
this?
You know, and it, the you know the light sort of patter and the kind of meta freshness of some of the dialogue, which is probably a lot of Robert Downey Jr.'s doing, has grown old. Like
yeah.
that, it's not enough to.
Well, yeah,
and Downey, those... I respect him for leaving. I don't respect him for him leaving and then immediately doing Doolittle. Like, that's... What? But I think he left at the right time, for sure. Because he launched that... His performance in Iron Man, regardless of what you think of the movie...
Is what's responsible for everything that came
out. Well, he also probably made, what, $500 million?
And
yeah, he doesn't
And will probably
make...
continue to make, because of his status as... You know, the tip of the spear in terms of the cinematic universe. I bet he's got a nice little piece, at least a little bit more long term.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So yeah, that's but it's also it's like because you know I think also the bane of the big
what?
Comic book movies.
The bane.
Which we need to get notes from Doug Benson on how to properly do that.
Yeah, let's call Doug.
But ultimately, like the concept of the cinematic universe has also been a huge contributor to how dull a lot of these movies are becoming because they're all part of the same pattern and structure and have to fit together now.
Yeah,
that there isn't because that's also I think part of the reason you know why Joker was the hit it was.
And
it was despite whether you think it's a good movie or not, it was definitely a different approach. I mean, it was an 80s
no,
Alan Moore comic
no,
book
It did
approach,
a great job
was,
of mashing up two old Scorsese movies and adding intellectual property to it. It's undeniably well done.
This is a really off topic, but did y'all see this Twitter joke? I can't remember who made it. It made me laugh a lot. It was, your mom is so poor she can't afford Disney Plus. Instead, she bought you Hanna-Barbera Minus.
But seriously, can you get that?
No. Yeah,
it's not
what else you got on your list?
What do you got? Skeleton.
No, go ahead. You go next.
Oh. One thing I was going to bring up, because I'm just scrolling right now, because so many of the movies that I liked, you guys already mentioned.
Yeah.
The little scene in underrated Hotel Mumbai, which is a really great action thriller.
Was that out this? Was this that? This
that
year
was this year.
Oh. Okay, I'll watch it. I thought it was. I heard it was exploitative, but no,
it is. It's okay. It's based on a true story, the problem with the movie is simply that it's such a well made action thriller. That it cheapens its subject matter.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
As a result of just being too good in action.
It's too good as a movie in the genre it chose to make itself. And that's why people are responding to it.
Gotcha, negatively. Gotcha.
But if you can remove yourself from the fact that it was a real event, then it's a really good movie.
Nice. I felt like that with The Raid. I mean, it was hard for me to divorce myself from the fact that
it was
happened.
A real thing.
And Judge Dredd.
And Dredd. Like Stephen King movies, there's been a lot this year. I've seen all of them. It Chapter 2 is total garbage. I would say that the Pet Sematary remake is good.
I liked it. Yeah.
It's not great, but it's really good.
Okay.
And I will say this about Dr. Sleep. I was entertained for all 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's too long.
And I was surprised. Yes, it is. But I was surprised at how entertained I was by it. And I think the problem it has is that it's called a horror movie and it's not scary.
Right.
There's disturbing stuff in it, but it's more of a Stephen King Green Mile than it is Stephen King The Shining.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
More of his fable.
It's a supernatural thriller more than anything else. And then beyond that, like, just to reiterate, there were so many, oh my God, on the list I have, it's got I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu. I forgot that came out this year.
Deja Vu was the subtitle of that.
Okay.
It was I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu.
I know, but you know how they do, like, you know how they do the thing where it's like Terminator Dark Fate. We're doing a direct sequel to T2 and ignoring the three movies.
Yeah.
Right.
So I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu is literally a direct sequel to the original 1970s I Spit on Your Grave and ignores all three of the I Spit on Your Grave.
I love franchises that just now are just so petty about calling out what they think are the shittier movies in their own franchise.
Yeah.
By making their sequels.
I certainly hope Indiana Jones ignores Crystal Skull.
It picks up right after.
I mentioned Brightburn before.
I think the Grail go.
I think that's a really good movie.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay. I wanted
it's
to.
It's a 90-minute.
Yeah, it's all right. I didn't love it, but it was
shitty
on.
Reviews.
Well, yeah, people hated it, but I think it wasn't fair to what it was. It's just a 90-minute horror B movie.
Yeah.
It's not like if you
it's a what if
approach
horror
it.
Movie.
Yeah, if you can approach it like that and not think.
So you're not totally against Elizabeth Banks.
No, I'm not. That's what's so surprising about
all of
this. I know, because
that's what's been coming across this
entire
podcast.
That was my takeaway.
His time,
he is wearing a shirt that says, fuck you, Elizabeth Banks.
I am sorry.
That's
but,
just, yeah, random.
But the weird thing is about this whole thing with Banks is that I like Banks. I've never disliked Banks. This comes out of left field for me. That's why I'm so...
Some Banks are too big to fail.
Yeah, they should. They shouldn't have
Wow.
You're an asshole. Have you guys seen Ma?
Oh, yeah, I saw Ma. I liked
Ma. Totally fun.
I was disappointed in the end, but I liked it.
It falls apart in the third act. It's a third act problem movie, but it's still totally fun. I loved Shaft.
Shaft is
fun. And it's horrible and politically incorrect.
Yeah.
And it makes hay out of the boomer millennial thing.
Yeah.
And it's to me, it was hilarious because it went...
Yeah, but it's very much in the spirit of the Shaft.
It's very
shafty,
but also like the entire cast and everybody involved in it seems to be having a really good time.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw Sam Jackson actually not phoning in a performance and beyond that, like
Django,
relishing it? Yeah, Django. He did that in Django. Yeah. That was a long time ago. In Shaft.
No. Wait, what was his seventh appearance as Nick Fury?
He's never been 100% with Nick Fury. He doesn't really care. Child's Play remake, totally fun. Totally
I'm
fun.
I'm moving on, though.
All right.
Well, you're scrolling through every single movie you saw.
No, I was just trying to come up with stuff that you guys weren't positive about. But no, I'm done. It's fine.
If you have anything else.
Oh, no. The family horror movie, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh. It was PG. I bought tickets for it.
PG 13. It like parts of it are really actually really disturbingly.
I bought tickets and then I backed out and saw something else. Do movies need to come out in theaters?
Oh, did anyone mention Ready or Not yet?
No.
Oh,
all right, I'm going to leave it at that. Ready or Not is fucking great.
I saw it in the theater by myself.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Do movies need to come out in the theaters?
Well,
not if they're nearly 4 hours long and directed by Scorsese.
I would like to see more opportunity for movies to come out in theaters versus just going onto a streaming service. But on the other hand, I do like the streaming service because it might be a little movie that, you know, I would like to be in a quiet audience for. And, you know, that's...
Oh, my God. Do you guys have Hulu?
Yeah.
Got the Hulu?
Yeah.
Have you seen Little Monsters?
No.
Watch this.
Lupita Nyong'o?
No, it's a zombie movie with what's his face, Gad.
I thought Lupita Nyong'o's in it.
Maybe, I don't know who that is.
Oh wait, no,
she's
us. Yeah. No, you're
right. Oh yes,
you're right.
Yes.
No, I heard about this, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really good. It's really funny. And Josh Gad is constantly slapping people, which is hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really good. It was surprisingly good. Yeah.
Do movies need to come out in theaters?
I think they do. But it's weird. This is just... I didn't think about this before, but now that we've had this conversation, I like that more movies coming out in the theater are lower budgeted and B-movie level, like cop movies. We've had cop movies and thrillers this year that we haven't had in years past to the degree that we had this year. And I think that that's where the theatrical experience is going to thrive, in mid-budget movies, not the big ones.
Right.
Because you can put the big ones on Netflix and you might as well.
Right.
Because it's cartoons and it looks great on your high-def TV if you have like a sizable high-def TV.
Yeah.
And not saying they shouldn't be also in theaters, but it's awesome that B-movies are getting out there in theaters because they're getting choked out on streaming services by bigger budgeted movies. Like they're losing attention.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. That's a weird thing that might be that seems to, yeah. I can see.
If that makes any sense, but I just thought that.
Well, yeah, just because because what Netflix, like Netflix blew a lot of money on picking up that Cloverfield movie and the Will Smith Dungeons and Dragons cops movie.
Right.
And they spent a shitload of money on that, way more than these mid-range actioners.
Right. And now we have all these mid-range, like 21 Bridges comes out this week, you know, this
Is that
going to
be good?
No, the reviews are bad, but the reviews, honestly, the reviews of Black and Blue are really bad. And I saw that and I thought it was great.
All right.
I mean, it's a Training Day. It's a Dark Blue.
And to watch.
It's one of those kind of movies. And the critics don't like it. I think maybe because they wanted it to have more social import than it does. It's just a cat and mouse chase B-movie thriller.
Okay.
And they wanted it, and because it's housed in, you know, issues, you know,
right.
The cops and the black neighborhood, and the lead is a black woman who's a cop who came from the black neighborhood, and all those tensions. Those are just tensions that B movies use to create a narrative without making a point. Like back in the 70s, they were things that people like. Storytellers used. They didn't do it to make a point.
I'm glad you're explaining this in such detail.
I'm sorry. And I feel like critics get upset if you don't make a thing about it. If you don't make a social point about your story.
Okay.
Does that make any sense? And I feel like that's why they're down on these movies. But they're good movies. They're good B cop thrillers. Why not? Black and Blue is fun. I recommend it.
Well, I'm going to name a bunch of bombs, and then we're going to move on from the year.
I love bombs.
Anna, Captive State, a John Goodman movie.
I liked Anna.
I saw
even
Captive State,
and it's made by a horrible rapist.
Replicas.
What?
Replicas, Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh, right.
That's on Tremors.
It's on Tremors.
The Kid Who'd Be Kid King, Missing Link, an animated movie. Serenity. The Matthew McConaughey on a boat.
Oh, did you see it?
No.
Oh my God, watch it.
So bad.
Oh my God, yes.
Hellboy.
Oh, Hellboy.
I didn't mind Hellboy.
Hellboy was okay, but
it's
that's
a mess of a movie.
Yeah,
but
it's
like
it
didn't.
Not good enough.
No, but it didn't upset me either. I don't know why everyone was so mad.
Men in Black International.
Ugh, unwatchable.
Dark Phoenix.
Ugh, also unwatchable.
Bland.
The Kitchen. The Goldfinch.
Oh, I saw The Kitchen. That's that McCarthy movie.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The Goldfinch, Terminator, Darkfoot.
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 Banks's Angels. What, Gemini Man? Oof.
Oh boy.
Do you see that?
No.
I didn't see that.
Nobody. I asked. I literally, when I saw that was coming, I was like, "Does anybody really want to see Will Smith fight Will Smith?" And everybody responded, "No."
No. Well, and the whole world was true. Said no. True. Rambo.
Last saw Rambo.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, you were supposed to go, and then you got into some kind of trouble.
There was the thing.
There was a trouble.
I had trouble.
You got caught in some quicksand, and you couldn't get to the.
And instead of helping you out of the quicksand, we went and saw Rambo Last Blood.
Well, we didn't know where he was.
How was it?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing.
Ugly Dolls, speaking of disappointing, and the old person porn Palms. Old porn.
Palms?
P-O-M-S. It was like Diane Keaton. Like old cheerleaders or something.
Oh, right.
I know. Who cares? Well, that was our little look back on the movies, guys. This is
Palms.
Movie Jail. Movie Jail is where we put a film professional on trial for things they did against movies. They were remanded to the Robert De Niro Federal Penitentiary System.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, please welcome the Honorable Steve Falk to the judge stand.
Where's my wine, bailiff?
Oh, do I need to get you wine?
I like how you said, please welcome. Like he's a host of a late night show.
Oye, oye. Will the counselor, Stephen J. Skelton, approach?
Do you need wine from in there?
No, I get it.
I'm approaching the bench, Your Honor. How's the bailiff doing? Is he all right?
I was going to go get the judge.
Bailiff doesn't
drink.
Understand my sarcasm.
I thought he was serious.
Well, all right.
Your Honor.
Do you want a drink? I can
no,
get
I'll go get
Your
myself.
Honor. Your Honor. Bailiff.
We bake it like this at home, too.
This is so you guys.
We're lovers. That would be an interesting rom-com. A relationship between a bailiff and a judge. But then at home.
Who are roommates?
At home, who's in charge?
Roommates for some reason.
Yeah. The bailiff's always like, will you please do the dishes? All right, I am going to get another beer, so go ahead.
All right, Your Honor.
Normal judge shit.
Your Honor, bailiff. Today, I bring before this court a case that has caused much controversy and soul searching throughout our society for several weeks now.
Oh, wow.
And the source of this controversy can be traced back to one specific filmmaker. Born November 17th, 1942 in New York City, this future giant of cinema from Queens was too asthmatic for sports as a child and spent his youth in movie theaters. Why is the bailiff laughing?
Oh, he loves asthma jokes.
Too asthmatic for sports. It just sounds like an excuse. It's like bone spurs. Come on. Everybody has that one.
Okay, so noted.
I mean, maybe he's asthmatic. I apologize.
He spent his youth in movie theaters forging a passion that would fuel his career for decades to come. He broke into stardom as a director in the 1970s alongside peers like Francis Ford Coppola, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, and Brian De Palma. His focus on crime and its consequences, punctuated with gritty violence and rock and roll music, became his signature. I am, of course, talking about Martin Scorsese.
Who?
Martin Scorsese. His bona fides as one of our greatest living filmmakers is clear. Mean Streets, Taxi Driver, Raging Bulls, Goodfellas. Any one of these movies, most people would kill to have on their resume.
Wait, there was a sequel to Raging Bull called Raging Bulls?
It was Raging Bull, colon, Goodfellas.
Okay.
Even some of his less influential movies like Bringing Out the Dead still stand above many others just on their craft
alone. Bringing Out the Dead.
It's a good movie.
You're a good lawyer.
Thank you. And if that weren't enough...
I like Angel.
Scorsese...
Shut up, Judge!
He's also left his signature mark on the documentary, specifically the Rock documentary, such as The Last Waltz.
Oh my God.
You could
God.
Say Rockumentary.
Or Rockumentary.
The Last Waltz is
Or
amazing.
Vinyl.
Or, yeah. So there's no time to detail his entire 70-plus entry
no
filmography.
No Direction Home, is that?
But even his movies that don't quite work still exhibit
you
a level...
You do Rattle and Hum?
Crap. Heads and Shoulders of a Mess Filmmakers.
He also directed State of Grace and 3 O'Clock High. People don't know.
Now, Scorsese is also a student of film, dedicated to preserving and studying film from the world over through his organizations, the Film Foundation and the World Cinema Project.
Guy sounds like an asshole. Yeah,
there are few living filmmakers who are as dedicated to the form as Martin Scorsese, which is why so many people were surprised and offended at Scorsese's recent comments that Marvel comic book movies were not cinema. The backlash was so strong that Scorsese himself had to clarify his remarks to lessen the impact of his initial words. But the damage was done, and for weeks now we have been subjected to an endless series of think pieces arguing against his point and interviews with Marvel stars to get their opinions on Scorsese versus comic book movies.
Wait, hold on. Todd's pulled out all of our sound.
No, it's just my headphones.
It's just his
Relax.
Headphones. Oh, okay. Your Honor, I submit to the court that Martin Scorsese is entitled to his opinion on comic book movies, and that subjecting any of us to more hot takes on this subject is stupid. If anyone has earned the right to be a grumpy grandpa about superhero movies dominating movie theaters, it's Martin fucking Scorsese. And you know what? In one sense, in the sense I believe he was actually speaking from, he's right. The entire Hollywood system has realigned itself to cater only to giant global projects like an Avengers or Batman or whatever, and there's no longer any room in a theatrical run for smaller dramas and comedies. In this current climate of Hollywood, there's no chance for a run of movies like in the 1970s. That's what he's lamenting, and he's absolutely right. So, Your Honor, I'm asking for a gag order to stop any more hot takes on what Martin Scorsese thinks is or is not cinema. We shouldn't be discussing whether or not Marvel movies or cinema. We should be talking about how to stem the hard push the studios are making for union-crushing control over all means of entertainment distribution and a return to the studio system of old. Or, at the very least, let's focus our attention now on Baby Yoda instead. The prosecution rests.
Your Honor?
Bailiff?
I'm the bailiff, and I just want to point out that Baby Yoda is not Yoda. It's a different character, and they're not called Yodas, and I feel like we need to correct that in the record. Baby Yoda's not Baby Yoda.
We're going to talk about this at home.
All right. Later on.
I appreciate that counsel believes I have the ability to put
nerds.
A gag order on everything from Cineblend.
But you do. That's the fantasy that we're living in.
And since I do...
According to this new fantasy.
Well argued and so ordered.
I agree, man. That was a really good case and point.
I mean... You know, it did let, you know, other old cranky guys like Coppola gave them time to weigh in, but it doesn't really matter, ultimately.
Yeah, they weren't helping. When the other guys... What?
What is that?
I don't know.
I didn't hear any.
I was just... We were talking about. Why do we have...
There it is.
Ah, shit.
Oh, my God. Guys, that's Nick Cage.
Goddamn time.
Have you seen that Nick Cage movie that came out this year? What was that called?
Primal?
Yeah, is it good?
I have not seen it yet, but I have gotten a report from a friend who says if you enjoy... what's the name of the guy from The Strain? The big guy? Durand. Kevin Durand.
Kevin Durand.
If you like him, this is your movie. Because he's a great bad guy in it.
Oh, okay.
But the CG's terrible and Nick Cage is bland.
Okay. Anyway, this is where we put a line, an interesting twist on a line reading, up in the canon alongside Nick Cage's best. Todd.
This is Cheech Marin in Robert Rodriguez's From Dusk Till Dawn.
Love that movie.
That's all I have.
Pussy, come on in, pussy lovers! Here at the Titty Twister, we're slashing pussy in half! Give us an offer on our best selection of pussy! This is a pussy blowout! All right, we got white pussy, black pussy, Spanish pussy, yellow pussy. We got hot pussy, cold pussy. We got wet pussy. We got smelly pussy. We got hairy pussy, bloody pussy. We got snapping pussy. We got silk pussy, velvet pussy, nalga high pussy. We even got horse pussy, dog pussy. Chicken pussy, come on, you want pussy? Come on in, pussy lovers. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Come on in, pussy lovers.
Nice.
Naga hide. Really? Naga hide.
The most misogynistic thing.
I love that.
And it's hilarious.
That was great.
I'd like to dedicate that to Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, man, wow. Really?
Sorry. No, I didn't mean that.
All right. You guys... You know what this is time for?
What? Fuck my ass.
It's Todd Gets Cranky time.
Yeah.
Todd Gets Cranky time. This is where we play a game and Todd gets cranky.
Ooh.
I don't want to do this.
This is going to be 2019 : the tagline : movie taglines from the year.
Do we have to make up taglines, or are you going to just give us tag? What's going to happen?
Why don't you let him explain himself?
Oh, I wish he would.
Which you not want to do?
I don't want to make up stuff.
We're not going to. I am going to name a tagline, and you're going to tell me what 2019 release it came from.
Oh, okay. That's, all right? Okay. That's straightforward.
I'm not prepared, so I'm going to go get a pen. Not prepared.
Get a pen.
Going to get a pen.
This is seamless. It's like...
Well, should we?
I don't know why our podcast has never made money.
It's like we don't care about it.
All right, edit that out.
Come on.
Anyway, so I'm prepared. So here I have a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to. I have a number in my mind between 1 and 100.
47.
I haven't thought of it yet. I have a number in my head.
46.
No.
What, you're
I probably would have been.
You're unfairly influencing.
Okay, all right. Todd, what number do I have between my head?
Between 1 and 100?
Yeah.
87.
46.
It's 9.
Still 10. I still win.
No, like I'm closer, like, because I was higher, and if you wrap around.
If you wrap around.
Yes. Okay. Taglines. There's 20. 3 points each.
Okay.
You can steal.
20 altogether.
Oh, wait, we can steal.
Per.
How do we steal?
You say if one person gets wrong, you can answer.
Oh, then you
right.
can get a chance to answer.
What'd you say?
Is it 20?
Total.
So it's 10 per?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Skeleton, number one.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
2019 release. You were invited to play for your life.
You're invited to play for your life.
You're invited to play for your life.
Damn it, that's a horror show. And it sounds familiar. Which means it is...
2019. You were invited
which
to play...
Which means it's 2019?
With your life.
That was your sentence.
I have no
which
idea.
Means
Todd, for 3 points to steal.
Ready or not?
Ooh.
Oh, that
no,
was the...
No, it's not. It's escape room.
Oh, wait, there was an escape room.
That was a good guess,
pretty good.
Though.
I heard it was pretty right. fun.
I saw it. It was fun.
Todd.
Yeah.
You cannot contain what you are.
You cannot contain what you are.
That which you are, you cannot contain it.
And this is a 2019 movie release?
2019.
Interesting.
You cannot contain
what you are.
What you are. You
cannot contain what you are. Brightburn.
Skeleton to steal.
Contain what you are.
It's a good guess, though.
I'm going to need an answer. Yes.
2019.
Could have been.
Which means it is... I don't know.
I was looking for glass.
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 Ugh. God, that was the
Shyamalan's
tagline was as
glass.
Dull as the movie.
Yeah. Jesus.
Skeleton. Their final quest. 2019 release.
2019. I mean, it's a incredibly generic thing to put on Avengers Endgame, but that's the only thing I can think of.
How to Train... Oh, shit. How to Train Your Dragon in the Hidden World. You wouldn't have gotten it, Tom.
I'd like to take a guess. Can I steal?
Todd.
Yeah.
2019's tagline is, put on a happy face.
Joker.
Joker is correct.
Oh my God, I got one.
It's because he smiles.
Skeleton. My Joker?
Yeah. Skeleton.
Yeah.
2019. Feature film.
Okay.
The World Will Shine Again.
The World Will Shine Again. The World Will Shine Again.
The World Will Shine Again.
The Greatest Showman.
Steel.
Yes, Todd.
Dr. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was like 2017, by the way.
Yeah.
Dr. Sleep is correct. The World Will Shine. The Shining.
Because he has the shine.
No, I get it now.
Todd, 6-0. He will still find a way to be mad.
I'm already mad.
Todd, 2019, they took the American dream for a ride.
2019, they took the American dream for a ride.
For a ride.
There are no hints?
There are no hints.
They took the American dream for a ride. Who took the American dream for a ride?
In 2019.
Okay.
I can make
this
up a hint.
This is my shot. Hustlers.
Skeleton for the steal.
They took the American dream for a ride, which is the tagline for the 2019 film. How to Train Your Dragon.
What does ride sound like? What rides? What do you ride in?
Oh, like a
4V for ride.
Yeah, 4V that because that isn't, yeah. Okay.
But Hustlers was a good guess for that timeline.
Skeleton.
Yes.
Welcome to the day after Judgment Day.
Oh, that's got to be Terminator Dark Fate.
Terminator Dark Fate is correct.
Because why try?
Todd.
Yeah.
Loyalty has fallen under fire.
Loyalty has fallen under fire. I'm going to just guess Angel Has Fallen.
Correct. It's right in there.
That's borderline unfair.
It seems. But we were Terminator Dark Fate in the
Skeleton.
Half the title is in the tag.
It's 9-3. Yeah. 2/3 of the title.
Damn it.
What is it?
Fallen. It's 9-3. Skeleton.
Yeah.
Every generation has a legend.
Every generation has a legend.
What?
Every generation has a legend.
Oh, I know what it is.
Skeleton, 2019's.
Is that It too?
Todd for the steal.
Shaft.
Oh, shit, yes.
Shaft is not right.
Oh, no way!
Star Wars. This is your movie.
Movies that haven't come out. We didn't know this.
Yeah.
This was not fair. This is on Falk. We should get extra points.
Todd,
should get 10, Skeleton. And he should get 5.
Todd.
What?
The king has returned.
The king has returned. The king has returned.
King.
In 2019.
Has returned.
The king has returned in 2019. Who's the king that would have returned in 2019? Jesus.
No. He is the king.
He's the king, yeah.
He's the king. He's the sun king. I feel like I should be able to figure this out.
So do I.
Through, you know what it is?
No.
No. The King Has Returned. And it's a movie that came out this year. So the king, if a king has returned, maybe, uh-huh. I don't fucking know.
Skeleton.
I think I thought of it while you were vamping.
Yes.
Is it the kid who would be king?
Oh. Oh, I thought you had it. The Lion King.
The Lion King!
Oh, dude, hey,
That I put that out of my head. But that was a good guess, Skeleton.
Skeleton.
Yes.
We could all use a little kindness.
Fuck off.
No, that's the tagline.
He's sorry.
Yeah. He's not trying to tell you to think we, positive right now.
We could all use a little kindness.
We could all use a little kindness.
Is there more beer? Can I get a beer?
2019. Yeah. I don't. I'm sure. I don't think I know what the.
Todd for the steal.
I don't know.
Oh. We could all use a little kindness?
Yes. Todd has no idea.
Good boys.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I'm not thinking about movies that are coming out.
Use any movies? Oh, God.
For those playing at home,
Todd is making a beer.
He's
sorry,
and
he's deep throwing his long neck.
There are paper towels in the kitchenette.
Yeah, no, he's made a whole mess of this.
What did you say about that movie? Game. Did I do what?
Huh?
Nothing. You were saying something. Anyway, Todd, one bad decision leads to another.
One bad decision leads to another. This is a 2019 movie.
2019.
I'm mopping up beer.
Lift up the coaster. There's a lot of beer under it.
Yeah. There really is a lot.
This is disgusting.
It's your beer.
I have two small children I have to clean up for.
Yeah. I just have one.
And a dog. And a cat.
What was the damn thing?
One bad decision leads to another.
I don't know. Stuber.
Skeleton.
I think Stuber might have been my guess, too.
Do you want to guess Stuber also?
Is it Stuber?
Yes.
Wait, what?
But only when you said it. The answer is Good Boys.
Oh.
Shit balls.
Skeleton.
It does make sense for the movie.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
Let the festivities begin.
Let the festivities begin. I'm going to say that one's It, Chapter 2.
I'm going to go with Midsommar.
Midsommar is correct.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Ugh.
Yes, don't.
It's not bad.
No, don't listen to Steve. He's wrong. It's bad.
I didn't like it, but I admired certain things about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more disturbing opening 20 minutes I've ever seen. Todd. Todd?
Sure.
Meet your match.
Meet your match?
Meet your match.
That's it?
That's it. Short but slate.
Gemini Man?
Gemini Man is correct. Todd, walking away with this one.
15. I hate the concept of Gemini Man.
15-3. Well, the other one was something like, what if you had to go catch yourself, but you're also yourself?
But younger.
But I would watch that movie. That's the movie I would choose.
And Ang Lee directed it. I thought that would give it away to me. Skeleton.
Yes.
Make your own legend.
Make your own legend.
Jesus. That's so generic. Where did you get these?
Okay, well, son,
these taglines are horrible.
Make your own legend.
Make your own.
All right, that one I'm going to say is the kid who would be king.
Todd, no.
I'm just going to keep saying that.
Make your own legend.
Eventually it will be.
You shouldn't.
Make your own legend. The fuck would that be? I have no idea.
My name is Dolomite. Old Man.
Oh. Okay.
And that makes sense. Motherfuckers now. Is my game.
Yeah.
Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Witness the end of it.
What?
Witness the end of it.
Avengers Endgame.
It's gotta be Avengers Endgame, right?
No.
Really?
It's not Avengers Endgame?
No.
Wow.
Listen carefully. Witness the end of it.
Oh, it chapter two.
Yes.
Good job.
I said the end of... I kind of threw away it to mislead you.
It really clicked for me when you said the end of it.
And two.
Good job. He said it really hard and I still didn't know.
I actually didn't. Skeleton.
Yes.
Get ready to hit the road.
What?
Is that really bad?
All of these are horrible. Get ready to hit the road.
Get ready.
Get ready.
To hit the road.
To hit the road.
Marketing teams did not think really hard this year.
Mm-mm.
Get ready.
Witness the end of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is the end of it is good.
Witness the end.
No, it's not. In a bad way. This is the end of it.
Witness
That's
the end
just
of it.
Saying what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the last It movie for now.
Okay, wait, what was my tagline again?
Get ready to hit the road.
Get ready.
I know what this is.
To hit the road.
Don't let Todd get it or you're fucked.
I know this. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to let him get it because
all
I can think of is Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Pretty good. That's What'd a good guess. My guess would be Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, that's a really great not right answer.
God damn it.
Toy Story 4. They're on the move.
All right. Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah. Bad tagline. Todd.
Yeah.
On May 24th comes a rags to wishes story.
Rags to wishes story.
On May 24th. Don't guess the king. On May 24th.
It's totally the kid who would be king.
Comes a rags to wishes story. That'd be so fucked up if it was.
Rags to wishes on May 24th.
What the fuck was out then?
This is clearly not a movie in my...
wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's not my wheelhouse. But I feel like...
Do you know where a wheelhouse comes from?
No.
The house where they make wheels?
Steamboats.
Oh, right, yeah, because that's where the wheel was.
So it's a rags.
No, that thing was called the wheelhouse.
Right, but the
Aladdin.
A smaller
Aladdin.
Wheel.
It's got to be fucking
Jesus,
Aladdin.
Jesus, you're so good at this game. That's correct.
There was an Aladdin movie out this last
year. Yeah, with Will Smith.
What?
He was two of
in
him.
Live action.
Wait, he was a Gemini?
No.
Genie.
You don't. You've only directed.
Aladdin 2.
Will
John
Smith
Favreau
Will
was
Smith.
In it.
I still am trying to figure out that there was an Aladdin movie. This look bad.
It made a lot of money.
Yeah, it did
a
it?
Lot of
money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve Skelton.
Yeah.
For the loss. For the loss.
All right.
For the humiliating
I gotta
loss.
Make this one count.
Based on a true fantasy.
That's it? That's it?
On a true fantasy.
That is a horrible tagline. Based on a true fantasy.
What would that be for this last year?
I think you probably... I don't know for sure, but I think you probably already named it.
Are you going to guess?
You already mentioned it.
I think it's going to be a long, long time before you...
Oh, is it The Kid Who Would Be King?
No.
I just gave it away.
Oh, you did?
I wasn't listening.
I said, I think it's going to be a long, long time before you answer.
Oh, shit. That's that... What did they call it? It was... Yesterday? Was that
and
the...
I think it's going to be a long, long time till touchdown brings... My God. Rocket Man.
Rock
John
Off,
story.
Jesus. There was an Elton John movie this year?
Yeah, Will Smith was in it. He played Elton John and Bernie Taupin. He played both of them.
Will Smith played Elton John. I would actually go to that movie.
Todd.
Yeah.
They were here first.
They were here first? That's it? That's all I get?
Yeah.
That's the tagline?
They were here first.
They were here first.
That sounds like a tagline to a movie you should know, though.
Yeah, it does. And it sounds sci-fi-ish. I'm going to go with...
The Kid Who Would Be King?
No, I'm going to go with Men in Black International. Is that wrong?
Nope. Crawl.
Oh,
they were
yeah,
here
see?
First.
See?
That's a fucking crawl. Stupid Die. Tagline for Crawl.
18-6.
Woo, no, it's him. It's
no.
Is it?
No, oh, no, no, that was the game. You're the big winner.
Remember, he won.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm great.
That humble note, on that humble note, this is the bottom five list, you guys. These are the worst movies I saw in 2019. Not really in a particular order, but I'll pretend. Number five, Her Smell.
What? Wait, what?
Alex Perry Ross's Her Smell, starring Elizabeth Olsen. We walked out after
Her that. Smell?
Yep. She was like, it was like a rock. She's like a rocker.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Should I watch it?
No. Number no. four, Good Boys, which I thought was disappointing after a very funny trailer.
I get that. Right, I yeah. totally get that.
It wasn't great.
Number three. Great. Number three. This may be number one, but number three, Cold Pursuit.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah.
I was gonna,
very, yeah. very disappointing.
It's the
Liam
most
Neeson.
Disappointing movie
yeah.
of the year.
I sure. was like Snow and Liam Neeson
and, like,
and
I'm
Snowplows.
In. Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
And Dead Sons and Drugs
yeah,
and Snowplows.
It was horrible.
And then just yeah. nothing.
Yeah, I guarantee so neither bland. Of you saw this. Andrew Garfield in Under the Silver Lake, a noir movie.
I did
by the guy who
that.
Did It Follows, and it sucked.
Is that about, is Under the Silver Lake about living in Eagle Rock?
Sort of. It's about you. It is Silver Lake. And number one worst movie I saw this year, Mindy Kaling's Late Night.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I was going to watch that. Is it bad?
Oh, boy.
Why? Tell me more.
You watch it.
No, no, no. But why is it bad?
Well.
Is it not funny?
No.
It's not funny.
No. God, no.
And is the narrative stupid, or?
Do you like Mindy Kaling a lot?
Not a lot. I like her.
Then you might like it. There's a lot of her.
So it's about Mindy Kaling.
Yeah. And comedy. You know, it, comedy writers being depicted as comedy writers.
Yeah, that's a tough sell.
Yeah,
hard.
Yeah. It's
jerk-offy. It's a high degree of difficulty.
It's jerk-offy.
The bar was high, needlessly.
Yeah, I getcha.
That little breather means it's time for our moment of positivity. You guys, movies, you love them, you're tired of them, their content, whatever. Movies do, though. For all you can say about TV... remain shorter than television shows. At least when Scorsese's not directing them. And that's a good thing.
Such a solid point. I'm 100% on board with that.
Like, I just watched Fellini's eight and a half. I was like, all right, this is kind of boring and outdated and shitty, but it's only going to be 2 hours
but,
of my life.
Yeah, I don't have
I
to binge it.
I just had to do their whole first season of The Boys.
I just watched
that was
Dragon Wars, rewatched Dragon Wars T-Wars, and at the end of it, I thought to myself that same thing.
What is Dragon Wars T-Wars?
It's like a late, is it early aughts? Late
yeah,
90s?
Yeah, early
like
aughts.
That era, early aughts, and it's a... just a dragon movie from a Korean company and director made for America. It's terrible, but it's only 85
yeah.
minutes
did you
long.
Watch The Boys?
I did watch The Boys.
I didn't hate it. I was kidding.
I liked it. Yeah.
I liked
it. But it's still a lot.
Do you guys see Catch 22? No one watched
no.
that.
No.
Is it good? Should I watch
it?
No, I know you said
that. I've been... it's on my list of shit to watch.
I know. It feels like a heavy... it's fucking great. I loved it. It captures what, you know, those kind of books should capture, that Vonnegut-y kind of the absurdity, you know, the
Dr.
Strangelove-y absurdity of war in a way that I thought, and that lead guy is amazing. From
does
Girls.
It at all capture the absurdity?
Thanks for the music, Adam Blau.
Thanks.
Does it capture the absurdity of George Clooney telling us that Nespresso is helping a farmer? Does it do that at all?
Does he do that?
Well, somebody's got to protect those Nespresso farms.
Well...